you know, that it's time, but God knows the timing. Isn't that right? God knows what to do, when to do it, how to do it.
Yes.
Amen. All right, tonight, you know, I've been working on this message just a little bit. Tonight we're going to talk about angels. Angels. Amen. So let's look at Hebrews 1:7. Hebrews 1:7. That's what we're going to look at to start off with. Hebrews 1:7. Amen. And of the angels, he said, who maketh this angel spirits and this minister the flame of fire. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God, Lord. Lord, cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. Thy word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. God, help us tonight. Speak through these lips of clay, Lord. Just let your divine will be done in this service. Let your perfect will be done. Have your way, Lord God. Help us to look to thee and to trust thee and to obey you, Lord God. No, without you, we can do nothing. Thank you for the victory, Lord, and thank you for your peace, for Lord God, in Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Angels. The reference to angels occur at least 116 times in the Old Testament, 175 times in the New. The word angel means messenger. Angels are God's. I'm talking about good angels. It's got some good angels and some bad angels. Isn't that right?
Yeah,
we can talk about God's angels first. Amen. Angels, talking about God's angels. They're heavenly messengers or servants. And you can, for reference, Hebrews 1:13. They're created by God. And a couple of references. You can read them later. Psalms 148:2-5. And Colossians 1:16. The Bible speaks of good and evil angels, though it stresses that all angels were originally created good and holy. Amen. Everything God made was good and very good.
Amen.
Amen. Having the freedom of choice, numerous angels joined in Satan's rebellion. Ezekiel, let's look at this. 28:12-17. Let's look at that. Let's read that. Ezekiel 28:12-17. Hallelujah. God is good. He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 28:12-17. Let's look at this. Son of man. Yes.
Son of man.
Take up a lamentation, uh-huh. Precious stone was our covering.
The sardis.
The topaz.
The topaz and diamond. And the diamond.
And the beryl.
The onyx. The jasper.
The sapphire. The emerald.
And
the carbuncle.
And gold.
And gold.
The workmanship of the
tabret.
Pipes
was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so thou was upon the holy mounting of God. Thou have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up. Pastor Venable talked about this morning. Pride. Isn't that right? Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Now, you know, Jesus himself talked about Satan. He said, I beheld Satan like lightning fall from heaven. Isn't that right? Amen. Because Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. And there was no place found for him in heaven. Pride. My. Pride is a awful thing. But God calls for humility. God wants to humble ourselves, doesn't he? And take our cross and follow him. Now let's look at one more scripture here. Revelation 12:9. Got it? Revelation 12:9.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Amen. You see, rebellion, and they turned from their original state of grace as God's servants, thereby forfeiting their heavenly role. Isn't that something? Undoubtedly, the demons of the New Testament must be identified with these fallen angels. Matthew 25:41. Let's read that. This is what Jesus said here. Yeah, see, that's what the hell was prepared for the devil and the saints, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And anybody else that get going to hell, really they're intruder. Because hell wasn't made for us. Hallelujah. Hell was made for the devil and his angels, isn't that right?
Amen.
So therefore, my, God is faithful, saints. And God wants us, and let's look at one more scripture here, Jude 1, verse 6. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verse 6. What does it say?
And the angels which have not their
first
estate were left their own habitation. He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day.
Amen. Evil angels. Amen. The Bible speaks of a vast host of good angels. And that's, you can read this later. 1 Kings 22, verse 19, and Psalm 68, verse 17. Now, we only see two, now, to my knowledge now, in the scripture, two called by name. I mean, Michael and Gabriel. It's only two. Y'all may know more, but I know of two. Michael and Gabriel. Is that right? Amen. Of course, some people got a... They named quite a few of them off. They ain't got no scripture for it, you know. But Michael and Gabriel. Now, Gabriel is God's messenger angel. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Remember when Zechariah, he was a priest. And he executed the office of the priesthood in the temple. And while he was in there executing the office of the priesthood, the people would be outside praying. Now, Zechariah, that's Zechariah. Zechariah. Zechariah was an old man. And his wife Elizabeth. They were up in age, but they served God. And the Bible said they were blameless. But Elizabeth was barren. She couldn't have any children. But Zechariah executed the priest office there in the temple there, on the right side of the altar, there was an angel standing there. It was Gabriel standing there. And Zechariah was fearful. Wouldn't you be? Yes, I would be. He was fearful. But the angel told him not to fear, but he told him how that God was going to bless him and give him a son. And his name's going to be called John. Hallelujah. His name will be called John. And Zechariah doubted. He said, well, how can this be? I mean, he just began to question the angel, and he doubted. And you know what the angel said to him? He said, you're going to be dumb. Now, you're not going to be able to speak until this come to pass, until this happened. See, God knows what he's doing, doesn't he? God made him dumb, and he executed the office, and the people, he stayed in there long in the temple a long time, and the people outside wondered what was happening. And when he went outside, he beckoned with his hand. He couldn't talk. And they said, well, he saw a vision. Hallelujah. But he didn't speak until it happened. And the day it happened, he was able to speak again. Amen. And 6 months later, Gabriel was sent to Mary. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And told Mary,
amen,
she was going to have a son. Hallelujah. And Mary, with your hair, saying, she said, well, how can this be? I don't know a man. I haven't known a man. How can this be? And he told her how the Holy Ghost was going to overshadow her. Come forth and overshadow you. And how she was going to conceive in her womb a child, a son. And this would be the Savior of the world. Isn't that right? So she was really a blessed woman. God really blessed her. She was a virgin. And she believed God.
Yes.
And it happened. The Holy Ghost overshadowed her. And she conceived in her womb a child. Hallelujah. You find this in Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she conceived. And the angel told her, said that how Elizabeth, I think it was her cousin. Right? Elizabeth, how she's going to have a child. It's 6 months since I went to her, and she's going to have a child also. And Mary she went into the hill country and visited Elizabeth and told her about the. And when Mary began to speak to Elizabeth, now it was told that John the Baptist was going to receive have the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Isn't it something? Hallelujah.
Amen, brother.
God is God.
Yes.
And God don't never change. He doesn't have to change, does he? Because he's God and he's faithful, he's true, he's righteous, he's just.
Amen.
And he's a good God.
Amen.
Amen. He wants us to worship him and serve him and honor him and love him with all that's within us. So when Mary spoke to you a little bit, John the Baptist, the child, leaped in her womb for joy. Isn't that something? This is God's business.
Yes.
And God does business well, doesn't he? He doesn't make any mistake.
Amen.
He's faithful and true.
Amen.
And holy and pure. Saints of God. You know, I can see God really working with us in the church here.
Amen.
Really, really trying to get us to come up. Well, he wanted us to have revival here.
Yeah.
As the pastor was talking this morning. We need revival, don't we?
Amen.
God, we need revival. But it's going to, like Pastor Venable was saying this morning, it's going to take repentance. We got to repent. I know I have. And I'm striving to repent of the things, of my lukewarmness and slackness and all the things hallelujah, that's not like God.
Amen.
Amen. And we're going to have to admit, at least I'm going to admit, my faults and my errors, my sins, my shortcomings. That's what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. Jesus said, humble yourself. The Bible said, humble yourself at the mighty hand of God, that he will exalt you in due time.
Amen?
Amen? And he knows when. So let's be faithful to God. the angels of God. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks of seraphims and cherubims, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Seraphims and cherubims. Hallelujah. Now, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Now, angels, there are seraphims and cherubims, angels with authority and dominion. All right? And the Bible speaks of myriads of the angelic ministering spirits. And the angels minister to God's people, don't they? God sent them forth to minister to us. As spiritual beings, good angels praise God. Hebrews 1:6. Revelation 5, verse 11. Amen. Other scriptures, you know, it's Numbers 22:22. All right. See this. You know, the angels see the face of the Lord, don't they? They see the face of the Lord. Let's look at Matthew 18:10. My God. And Gabriel said, I'm Gabriel that standeth in the presence of the Lord. Stand right there, my God. But Matthew 18:10, what does that say?
Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven your angels do always behold the face of my Father.
You see what Jesus said? The angels in heaven, the angels do always behold the face of my Father. Angels looking right at God, the Father. Hallelujah. But now, we don't worship angels now. Let's understand that. We do not worship angels,
amen,
do we? No, we don't. We worship God, and God's angels worship him also. So we have to humble ourselves, as God says. And angels, they can appear in human form, can't they? Yes, they can. Remember, let's look at something here. They can appear in human form. Genesis 18, verses 2 through 16. We're going to read a little bit tonight. It's not going to be a real long message, but we're going to read some tonight. Genesis 18, verses 2 through 16. Let's look at that. Is that talking about Abraham, right? Yeah, 18. But it's talking about Abraham, right?
Yes.
Amen. What does it say? He did what now?
And he lifted up his eyes.
Uh-huh.
And looked, and lo, three men stood by him.
Three men stood by Abraham, all right?
And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door.
He ran to meet them from the tent door.
And bowed himself toward the ground.
He bowed himself toward the ground. If I found favor in your sight, don't pass by me. Don't leave me. Just stay. He wanted to stay there with him a while. All right.
I pray thee from thy servant.
Mm-hmm.
Stay a little more. I pray thee, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree.
Wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. All right.
And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort thee in
your
heart.
Praise
after
God.
That, ye shall pass on for. Therefore, are ye come to your servant.
Hallelujah.
He said, so do as thou hast said.
Uh-huh. So do as you said. Do it. Go ahead and do what you said. All right.
And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah,
mm-hmm,
and said, make ready quickly three measures of fine meal.
Yes.
Meat in it. And make cakes upon the hearth.
Hearth. Yes. Do that.
And Abraham ran unto the and
hallelujah. He knew.
Good.
Yes, he understood. Abraham understood it. Read.
And gave it unto a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasted to dress it.
Uh-huh.
And he took butter and milk. Mm-hmm. And the kelp which he had dressed and set it before them.
He set it before them, all right.
And he stood by them under the tree.
Uh-huh.
And they did eat.
Amen. You see, angels can eat, can't they? They can eat. And Jesus himself, when he rose from the dead, he ate, didn't he?
Amen.
He said, have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broad fish and of a honeycomb. He took it and did eat before them. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. He ate that before them. Amen. So when we get to heaven, we'll be able to eat.
Amen.
I mean, not to live. we'll eat to live. Well, we know. Because we have eternal life when we get to heaven.
Amen.
But thank God, it'll be a pleasure. Hallelujah. See, God has got everything in order. God is an orderly God. Isn't that right? And if you look at the tabernacle, boy, how orderly it was. It was in order. Things were in order.
Amen.
God doesn't do things ham scammy, does he? God does things orderly.
Yes.
He does things properly. He does things right. Amen?
Amen.
What does it say here?
Who has a God like our God?
Answer the question.
Nobody.
Because it's all, hallelujah. Because it's only one true God, and we serve him, don't we? And hallelujah, we love him. And the word of God says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. And the second is like, namely, unto thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. That's how the God wants us to love him first of all. Love one another. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Love one another.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Love. Thank God. If we don't have love, we don't have God, do we?
Amen.
That's right. But if we don't have love, we do not have God. But Abraham here. What happened here? It's still talking about Abraham, right?
And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife?
He asked him, said, where is Sarah your wife?
And he said, behold, in the tent.
Uh-huh. Stop. Going to return unto you at the time of life, and Sarah thy wife shall have a son. God had promised Abraham a son, hadn't he?
Yes.
Out of his own loins.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And Abraham and Sarah, they didn't wait. They messed up, didn't they?
Yeah.
And it did the big time. And they still fighting over there now.
Ishmael.
Yeah, they are still fighting. So when we get out of God's timing and do things our way, many times we make a big mess. But the consequences, we receive the consequences, don't we? Hallelujah. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh what, reap corruption. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And they sowed to the flesh, they disobeyed God. They didn't wait on God. Hallelujah. Read.
And Sarah heard it in the tent.
Sarah heard him talking to Abraham. And what did Sarah do? Uh-huh.
And it ceased to be with Sarah after the marriage was born.
Yeah, she was old and he was old.
Therefore,
but God's not old, is he?
That's it.
Amen. But God. Hallelujah. But God. We have a God tonight that's faithful and that's fully able to do all things.
Yes.
Nothing too hard for God. We need to believe that, don't we?
Sorry.
My
Amen.
God. Thank
Amen.
God. Thank God. All right, what does it say?
Therefore,
Sarah laughed. It said Sarah laughed within herself,
saying, "As I am waxed old,
mm-hmm.
I have pleasure. My Lord being old also."
We both are old. We are both old. Read.
And the Lord said unto Abraham.
Wherefore
did Sarah laugh?
Then why did Sarah laugh?
Saying, "Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?"
Mm-hmm.
Is
anything too hard for the Lord?
Amen.
Nothing too hard for the Lord, is it?
No,
nothing too hard for the Lord. I'll read a little bit more here.
At the time appointed, I will return unto thee,
mm-hmm.
according to the time of life.
Yes.
And Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not.
Sarah said, I didn't laugh. She wasn't telling the truth.
My.
You know when things come right down on you, lots of time, you won't tell the truth.
Preach it, brother.
Will you? I mean, you will not tell the truth. Hallelujah. I mean, when the screws get tightened up, so to speak. You understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Lots of time we'll back up. He won't speak the truth. And several, I didn't laugh. Amen. Yeah. All right.
But she was afraid.
She was afraid. She knows she was in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Because he told him, Lord, said, Lord, here. All right.
And he said, nay.
Nay.
But thou didst laugh.
You did laugh.
And the men rose up.
Mm-hmm.
And looked toward Sodom.
Sodom, amen. They were there on a mission. Mm-hmm. They were there on a mission, weren't they? Amen. You better believe they were. Amen. And God is faithful. They let him talk to Abraham first. And but they looked toward Sodom. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?
Shall I hide from Abraham the thing I'm going to do that I do? Shall I hide from Abraham? Certainly not.
See, that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation.
And he did, didn't he?
Amen.
He became a great and mighty nation. Thank God. All right, that's good. God is good.
Amen.
God is so faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see where I'm at here. Angels carry out numerous activities on earth at God's command. They had a distinct role in revealing God's law to Moses. I want to look at Acts 7:38. Yeah, all right. Good.
And with our Father, who received the large article to give unto us.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Their duties are primarily related to their part in Christ's redemptive mission, Matthew 1:20 through verse 24. All right, you can read that later. All right, and also Acts 1:10 and Revelation 14:6-7. They rejoice over one sinner who repents. Isn't that something?
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
When one sinner repents, the angels in heaven rejoice.
Amen.
Why do they rejoice?
It's just the greatest miracle.
Yes, sir. It is. It's the greatest miracle. My God. We talking about, see, Jesus walked this earth. He walked this earth as a man, didn't he?
Amen.
But he was God. Yes. He was God and man. Hallelujah. But as a man, he died as a man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But he didn't, he rose the third day.
Yes.
He didn't stay dead.
Amen.
He rose the third day. See, that's the reason why Krishna or Buddha or any of those people that worship, they're dead. They all are dead.
That's right, brother.
Isn't that right?
They're dead.
They're dead and they're buried, thank God. But Jesus,
yes. Hallelujah.
He died. But he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Isn't that right? He was talking about his temple of his body, the body. Isn't that right? And those people were so corny, a lot of them said, that they thought he was talking about that big temple, that big building there. Because when they accused him, they talked about that. But Jesus was talking about his body. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. And he did. He raised it up. Jesus didn't lie about nothing. He can't lie. He didn't lie about nothing, did he? He spoke only the truth. Amen? But see, the devil is a liar.
Yes.
And he's the father of a liar.
Amen.
But we have a God that's true and holy and righteous and just. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, all right, they rejoice over one sinner that repents. Serve on behalf of God's people. They do. God calls the angels to, all right, that they observe the life of the Christian congregation. They see. God have them They bring messages from God. Is that right? Some angels bring messages from God to his people. They bring answers to prayer. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 to 23. Sometimes help interpret prophetic dreams and visions. Daniel 7, verses 15 and 16. Strengthen God's people in trials. Matthew 4:11 and Luke 22:43. Protect saints who fear God and hate evil. Now see, we fear God, but we also got to hate evil. Amen. Isn't that right?
Yes.
We have. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We got to hate evil. Amen. Because evil is causing many people to go to hell. Isn't that right? You better believe it is. See, because the Bible said there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, that there are two ways, isn't that right?
Yes.
There's a broad way, and there's a narrow way.
Amen.
But you not know that broad way, that's on its way to hell, Satan stick a sign up there to heaven. To the people that don't understand, better believe he does. I mean, he's a deceiver.
Yes.
Thank God. But it takes God to open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, that we might see, that we might know the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen?
Amen? Yes. Are you free tonight?
Amen.
We're free. Give the Lord, come on. We are free tonight in the midst of all the sin and hypocrisy, in the midst of all of the lying and cheating and stealing, we're free.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Because
Hallelujah.
God has set us free. Amen. And caused us to walk in his ways, to do his will, to keep his commandments. Amen. Jesus said, ye are my friends, what? To do whatsoever I command you. Amen. We got to do what he said in order to please him.
Amen.
Amen. As Pastor brought out this morning, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've got, in order to please God, we got to do his will.
Amen.
Isn't that right? We have. We got to do his will. God have a bidding for his people. Hallelujah. And we want to walk worthy of the Lord. We really do. Amen. It was a powerful message this morning. Amen. It really was. And I just, let's make sure that we take a hold to what God is saying. Make sure we hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Because the Spirit is speaking to the church. Isn't that right? God is speaking to the church. He's speaking to our pastor. We've got he's a humble preacher, humble minister. Isn't that right? He's a humble man. Amen. He loved God with all that's in him. Thank God for our pastor and for his wife.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's continue to, as Pastor Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Let's follow him as he followed Christ. And like he said this morning, he's going to follow Christ. But he said, if he stopped following Christ, don't follow him. See, that's humility.
Amen.
Putting the Lord first.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is love. Jesus loved me, this I know. For the Bible tell me so. Isn't that right? See, that's a simple truth, but it's truth. And it's truth. Thank God. And truth have caused us to be free. Jesus is the truth, isn't it? I am the way, the truth, and the life. If any man follow me, he shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Isn't that right? Because there's so much darkness going on today, but we have the light. We're walking in the light. Amen. Hallelujah. Scripture that I quote a lot. Let's see. I'm trying to think what it is now. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleansed us from all sin. Isn't that right? If we say we have no sin, we're lying. We deceive ourselves. Isn't that right? None of us are perfect. None of us are sinlessly perfect.
Amen.
Amen. But we should be perfectly committed,
yes,
to serving God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's follow on to know the Lord. Let's follow on to know him. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, we mentioned by Gabriel. Now, Michael, the archangel. Amen. He's a warring angel. Isn't that right? Amen. My God. Hallelujah. But God have got things in order. So let's follow him, saints. Let's follow the Lord. Amen. During the adventure of the end time. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see, I've got something I want to read here. Amen. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's look at Second Kings 1935. Oh God, I didn't get that. Second Kings 1935. Second Kings. $186,000. Is that right? I think I got. Huh? What? 185.
Yes, sir.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. See, thank God. Amen. For these stupid Bible students here. So, one angel. It said, what did it say? Read that again.
One angel.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
See, God is faithful. And God will lift up a standard for his people.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
You always have and they always will. When the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard for his people. Wait a minute. What verse did you read?
35.
Hold on just a minute. Let's all right. We're going to end with this, but we're going to go up a little bit. For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake. This is verse 34. And for my servant David's sake. See, David was a man after God's own heart, wasn't he? He made some mistakes, but he was a man that repented. He turned to God. All right. And how this angel went out, read it again. $185,000, right? Amen. Uh-huh. See, this king had rose up against God's people. Like he, in other words, they said, well, can't nobody beat him, this king. I mean, look what he's done. Look at all these people he's destroyed. And who is your God? Who do you serve you think can come against this king and defeat him? But they hadn't come up against God yet.
Amen.
Until
right.
Now. Isn't that right? And God, hallelujah, caused, he showed, see, God showed his hand. God showed out, didn't he?
Amen.
God can show up and show out if we'll live for him and trust him and believe him and come to him in the time of trouble. What does Psalm 46 say? What does that say? Verse 1. God is my refuge, what? And strength? A very present help when? In time of trouble. Do we believe that?
Yes.
Do we know that?
Yes.
My God. God meant what he said, and he said what he meant. Hallelujah. So therefore, we can depend on the Lord. May God bless you tonight. Pray that God will help me to really get his will done. You know, I really want to do the will of God. I do. I really want to. My sweetheart, we want to please God. We do. We want to. It's for God's glory. Isn't that right? We're not building up a kingdom for ourselves. This is the kingdom of God that we build. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. The kingdom of God. Jesus said what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek his kingdom first. Put him first. Thank God. And he'll take care of the situation. He's fully able. How many of y'all know that?
Amen.
How many of y'all know that?
Amen.
Got some, brother? Amen. Amen. God is good. God is good. My, my, my. God help us tonight. Help us, Father.